song?
Well, war is pain. I was born into war, you know, and the people that fight it are barely ever those involved with choosing to fight it. You very often have conscripted people. You have people who, through some idea of supporting some idea, that but the tragedy is that very often it's the wrong people that pay the price. We should just have a big prize fight with all the politicians, just put them in a ring and let them duke it out.
Yeah.
That would be a much better
Yeah, and see what some of these world leaders can actually do.
That's right. Might change our choice of world leader or something. You might be like, oh, we need the guy with the big muscles or whatever, you know.
Yeah, right? That's a rock.
Oh, gosh. Just amazing. So you've lived in all these places. Mm-hmm. You get to the United States. You've got all this culture. So what keeps that going?
Well, I mean, the United States has just so much. Obviously, from, you know, African-American, from Italian, French, German, even Indian music. I been influenced a bit like that. I can't do that song tonight because I haven't bought the right instrument, but kind of sitars and things like that. But the main thing, of course, that this area is getting pretty well known for bluegrass. You know, I obviously it's a, you know, mountain music from further south, but I've heard some fantastic players around here. And when I was on the plane on the way over in 2012, when we were emigrating to the United States, and I thought, and I don't watch telly on the flights, and it's a long flight, and I always just listen to music, and so I was like, I better check out this bluegrass stuff, and actually, you know, I'm sure the purists will be. You know, looking at me askance here, but I heard, because I'm not sure if this is truly bluegrass, but certainly I think they're a very fantastic group, the Old Crow Medicine Show, and the Wagon Wheel. So it's there's now a sort of a saying amongst bluegrass people: friends don't let friends play Wagon Wheel. But it's such a perfect song. It's anyone can play it and sound reasonable. So I listened to that, and I was like, well, that's interesting. And then I sort of delved deeper into it, and then I started listening to all sorts of bands. Steel Drivers were one of my favorite, and now, of course, Chris Stapleton, the lead singer who left them and has had kind of worldwide acclaim with, you know, the song Tennessee Whiskey, for example, that he, you know, just plays on repeat all the time. You can hear it on radio stations all the time. But if you listen to his stuff with the Steel Drivers, it's just incredible, the fiddle player whose name just escapes me for the minute. So anyway, that's what got me interested when I got to the United States, was this whole other genre of music that had components. Particularly, I think bluegrass also has component. If you listen to the Steel Drivers, of his voice is very, I would say, more reminiscent of the blues singers. Mm-hmm. He sings more like a blues singer than, and so I like that, you know, that that kind of cross where country blues and those instruments also still hark back to African American music and some of the chord structures and that sort of thing. So yeah, so you know, you get to the United States, I mean, there's so much music here, and you know, I'm not even touching on the electronic music because that's your realm, mate.
We'll dip into that definitely. I could definitely get into that.
My son was really into electronic music, and uh-huh. some of his friends would get together and make their own music.
Cool.
Through all electronics. I was just tapping into. I found it to be pretty cool.
You start learning that more. Like a lot of adults, and at the time that some of that equipment was coming out, didn't get what was going on or what some of these kids were doing. Guys, house music, hip hop, a lot of that stuff was kids. kids learning how to use new instruments or old instruments that you might have thrown out, and they got them and created created a whole culture and a whole bunch of stuff to come after it. So
yes, and I think that sorry, I just dropped a harmonica there. I'm
hey,
kind
just
of a clumsy
you know
guy.
Just stop throwing things around over there, okay?
He's trying to read the tuning. Is that what, right? That's why you have so many harmonicas. Each one is a particular.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever key you're playing in, you got to play. And it depends on the one. So if you're playing in key of A, you might be playing a D harmonica and things. So I have to have all that kind of remember what. You don't always, though. So I have to always remember where I am. So this next song, it is in D.
You're good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's and I'm playing a D harmonica. That's just a song by the Pogues. Shouty Irish song for you. Well, Jimmy played harmonica in the pub where I was born. He played it from the night time to the peaceful early morn. So the souls of psychos and the man who had the horn, they looked so happy in the morning. Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours. Eleven men were strong as necks and I had too many powers. Sad to say, the leaving of the people he was grieving took the word for gondols in the morning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train. We sang him a song, the time's long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on me way. Buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. Like to think I'll be returning when I can. Greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. Past the times have changed, I grow to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of sweet Sally McLennan. I took the jeers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. Ended up a barman in the morning. I played the pump and took the hump and watered whiskey down. Talked to whores and hosses to the man who drank the brown. Heard them saying Jimmy's making money far away. Some people left for heaven without warning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train. We sang him a song, time's long gone, now we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on me way. Buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. Like to think I'll be returning when I can. Greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan.
Now that is a fun song. If you're just tuning in, this is Pay It Forward with Jam and Jay. And Ryan Roberts is in the house playing us some tunes. He's also a member of a band called the Nobodies. So he comes here playing the harmonica, the guitar, and he has a drum, actually. So he's doing it all at the same time. So if you're just tuning in, stay tuned. We've got some more great music. This is KD&K Community Radio, celebrating 38 years of cultivating community in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Ryan, here you are in the house. Tell us a little bit about how you stay. I'm just throwing out random questions here, yeah. But how you stay positive during this? It's been a really rough ride the last several years.
Yeah, and for live music particularly, I think it's been so. You know, live music is communion, so it requires you to be in contact with people, and the world is having to necessarily not be in contact. And I think that it's vital for human beings to have that sense of communion. and I mean it in both senses, I think, in, you know, in the spiritual and religious sense, but as I don't see, all those lines are blurred for me between music and religion and love and life and all that, those things all sort of mix up. It's been really hard, and I think for musicians trying to make their way, it's been really difficult. And fortunately, we've been able to stay. Our band has had, you know, got through, but you know, a lot of these places have had hard time, you know, closed down venues and things like that, and just not really had a good time of things. And I feel, we've got to use it to heal. We've got to use the music to allow people to trust their bodies, trust each other, and that sort of thing again, and we will, and just try not to listen to the white noise of everyone trying to make, you know, do yourself, do your own thing. If you feel that you need this, then that's what you need, then that's fine. If you feel like you want to be a bit more cautious, then absolutely, it's all. Has relevance for the world.
I agree. I think having you on the show too, and kind of giving people a live performance, is hopefully kind of like lighting those fires under people, because things are opening little by little, and people are getting back out. But it's been a really hard road. So during this time, being a musician, you know, you got to keep inspiring yourself to inspire other people. So that must have been a real deep journey for you.
I think, you know, music comes out of hardship. I think that, you know, the blues is a whole genre of coming out of hardship, you know. And so I think we've got to use this and try and find the beauty in humankind out of it, and also I think much more importantly now, try and find humanity where everything, there's all this big white noise about that's trying to pit us against each other, and I have no interest in that. I have no interest in getting involved with those conversations.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, it's the bunker wall. It's your bunker wall you just saying about all that.
That's right.
Again.
Yeah, that's right.
You know. Yeah. Look for a different narrative, you guys, if you're not agreeing with it. We need each other. We need this vibration. We're electric magnetic beings. Okay. You know, if we're not getting in those spaces with music and supporting these artists and stuff, we're not communing with each other. It's the body can heal itself, but we have to be connected. So,
yeah,
definitely. Definitely. I think that there's a lot to be said for having a good party.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So this next song's about that sort of thing. Drinking and carousing, who'd have thought it, in an Irish song. Amazing.
He's Irish, know how to do it.
That's right. So, and you'll all know this song, I should think. I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold in great store. Never will I play the wild rover no more, and there's no nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I
I went to an alehouse I used to frequent. Hello, the landlady, my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such customers yours I can have any day, and it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. Well, I took from my pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I spoke were only in jest, and it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, and ask them to pardon their prodigal son. When they forgive me as oft times before, sure never will I play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never.
Very nice. That was fun.
Dad transported me to the pub.
Well, that's what
I was thinking.
I was trying not to yell back, no, nay, never, no more.
I was thinking, we are in a pub right now, but where's the bartender?
maybe that should have been the scene for the night. Yeah?
I want the one where you float the Guinness on top of the other beer.
Yeah, no, I never much for a bar. I'm always impressed by bar tricks, but never.
Black and tan. Or black and tan.
Oh God, here we are. So here we are. You know, I kind of just. When did you get connected with the Nobodies?
So about four years ago, and we've been through mainly the same sort of personnel there. The odd member has come and gone, but. This current lineup is fantastic. Joe McVicker, really exceptionally good drummer. Rich Malone, fantastic guitar player. Curtis Holland, saxophone and flute, and he also does.
Does he play the trumpet?
No, but he's very good with banging and shaking and all that sort of stuff. You know, all that sort of realm. So we're very blessed with a very danceable sound now, and we have an alter ego band which I'm working on, which
ooh.
I'm trying to
Ooh.
With these guys.
is this a local band that you joined when you moved to the Valley?
Yes, yeah. Rich was the sort of starting guy of it, and then I joined in with him, and then. And then Chip came along and brought a lot of class and that sort of thing. Being, you know, when there's something about saxophones, isn't there? You know,
yeah.
And because he plays flute, then I'm trying to kind of beat him into submission to make this alter ego band, the Tunnelers, which is all Celtic rock, Celtic like punk rock, really. Mm-hmm. which I've written about a gazillion punk rock songs of Celtic origin, so or Celtic sort of bent. So yeah, so one of these days I'll beat them into submission. But the thing, we're having so much fun with the Nobodies now. Mm-hmm. We played Cruiser's Bar last night, night before last in Grand Junction.
Okay.
And so we always start with a song just to sound check, because you walk in a bar and it's real weird vibe everywhere. And so we did You Gotta Help Me, which is old blues sort of standard. And later on, Booker T and the MGs did it, just Green Onions. It's So well, we do it obviously with the old lyrics, You Gotta Help Me, and all that. I might even do it for you a bit later.
Ooh.
And so that in fact I will. I'll do that next.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
So that's segue.
Yeah. I'm just gonna change harmonica. because I gotta pay homage to the blues, because that's, you know, that's the music that underwrites a lot of American culture.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, just checking, making sure there's no spit in it. <'Cause when laughs>
I feel very excited for this. This is like part of my DJ training experience. For everybody listening out there, I'm getting comfortable with my voice on the microphone, but this is such a unique, and just this is why we're blessed to be here in this valley and have Katie and Kay.
It is. We're honored to be a member. And if you're out there and you're not a member, you can always go to kdnk.org and click the donate button. Okay.
So, You Gotta Help Me. So, anyway, we did this song as a sound check in Cruiser's Bar Friday night, and everyone was dancing from the sound check onwards, which we were just like, oh my goodness.
So, well, I'm ready.
Okay. You gotta help me, baby, can't do it all by myself. You gotta help me, baby, can't do it all by myself. You don't help me, gonna find myself somebody else. You gotta help me, baby, can't do it all by myself. You gotta help me, baby, can't do it all by myself. You don't help me, gonna find myself somebody else. I said, go and get my nightgown, go and get my nightgown. I ain't sleepy, babe, yeah, I feel like lying down. Girl, I ain't sleepy, I feel like lying down. I said, go and get my nightgown, go and get my nightgown. I ain't sleepy, babe, I feel like lying down. Girl, I ain't sleepy, I feel like lying down.
Yes. awesome. I don't feel like lying down. No, that was great. That was so much fun. So don't you guys have a gig coming up?
Yeah, we do. October 9th at Carbondale.
The Black Nugget?
Black Nugget. I couldn't think of the name of the pub.
So October 9th, Black Nugget. Yeah. What time are you guys kicking off?
It's late. It's nice. It's, it's sort of
adult time of night.
Sort of 9 o'clock-ish.
9 o'clock-ish.
Go till 1 a.m. or something, like rock and roll should be, sort of thing. We love playing everywhere, I have to say. I'll play to nuns at 8 a.m. if the nunnery would book me, really. But I would play school, I would play anything. But my favorite is bars, late starts, and rock and roll, and people are there to get involved and have fun, and that sort of thing.
It's the vibe.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You feed
the vibe.
Off of it,
yeah,
and it kind of builds.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's the important thing for you know, loud, raucous ska bands.
Well, it's probably more a little intimate, too. You get to get down at everyone's level and feel the vibe, and then kind of probably adjust as you go. Like a lot of musicians just talk about feeling out the energy and kind of.
Yes,
that kind of dictates where we're going to go. So
that's it.
Really, yeah, it sounds fun. It's late enough for me that I can close the store and still make it to the show.
Good. Well, like you'd be very welcome. And you know, I'd love to talk to you as well about you know, we're trying to get a thing going that is a bit when I used to play in Europe, you wouldn't see like necessarily one band just carrying the whole night. You would have 2-3 bands on the show on the bill, or maybe you would have 2 bands and a DJ on the bill. And I used to really like that because it gives the bands, you know, it's tiring. I'm obviously getting a little bit elderly, as you can tell. But the coming from we played 3.5 hours.
40?
I did not see any assisted devices when you came in.
He's like, hold on, I got to run back to the car. I'll be right back. In my socks. I got one sock. I got one shoe.
But, you know, we played 3.5 hours in Cruises Bar. I almost sort of expired there on the stage when we were doing the last few songs because 3.5 hours of jumping around and singing and belting it out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I think some and, you know, I'll do 24 hours if anyone would bear to listen for that long. But I think that sometimes you get a much purer, much more focused sense of a band when you have – like, oh, pick your like best songs. You've got an hour set. You've got to do it, and you come out swinging, and you got to. And if you're like headlining the thing, you're just really hoping that the guys coming who are warming up are not better than you. So, you know, but it's good. It's really good for you. It's like what used to happen with the battles. You know the sound system battles in Brixton.
That had to be incredible. I mean. We have that experience a little bit here in the States, and you know, we have the rave culture and a lot of things that happened in the 90s and grew into bigger events. But just to see that develop and kind of that sounds incredible. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My sister was a raver. I missed out on the whole rave thing really when it first came, but in Britain.
And it was probably a bigger deal over there.
Yeah.
Especially in those early.
Well,
I mean,
guys,
you guys had late 87, Acid House? Acid House days started.
And really, that was very dissident sort of culture there. It would, you'd have to listen to, because the airways are very tightly controlled in Britain, so you would have to tune into pirate radio station first to find out where the next rave was, and then there'd be like somebody saying, and then there'd be like misdirection. They'd be like, okay, it's in the West Country, it's like in Bristol, it's near Bristol, so everyone drives to Bristol.
Check back in 7 hours.
That's right.
More to come.
And then you turn up in Bristol and they go, no, it's actually in Hampshire, so you have to hop in your car. And then the police are like listening in as well, so they're trying to stop the cars. They're looking for cars with kids in fluorescent gear and all that and trying to pull them over and
plastic
say,
beaded bracelets.
That's right, yeah.
Spray painted backpack vacuums.
That's right.
That are now silver.
And then suddenly, boom, you hear where it is. And then now, like I say, my younger sister was into that. My sister Kylie, I was like sort of more the into you know
the rawness, yeah, rawness the instruments, yeah.
But she she was really into it, and so and some younger friends of mine would you know end up in a field in like Kent or something and dancing, and they would turn up, and by the time you would turn up, they wanted it so that the event was too big to close, so it'd be in a farmer's field, 30,000 people, boom. Sound my system, God. And
what are you gonna do? Come on!
And so that was I liked the dissonance about it. I liked that it had, because it was like, you know, you gotta really like do this to and yes, obviously,
talk about a love for music.
I think it's pretty. It's like the drive is like it's like secretive and it's like underground and it's also risky because you could get in trouble.
Yeah.
So it would draw me in. We did it on a very small scale called a bonfire party.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You know, that was what we did. Exactly. I grew up in a really small town in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we went to the bonfire.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's and awesome.
It's just on a lot smaller scale. But
well, I think part of everything is, you know, you have to have stability and you have to have rules and a framework. Yeah. But you also need to have dissidence, because it's like the little grain of sand that goes inside the inside the oyster.
Yeah.
It's the dissidence that causes the oyster to it's the spikiness and that causes the oyster to start making the pearl, and then eventually the pearl comes out of it. And I think that we often get caught up in the like the spikiness of the dissident part of it, and we focus on that, and it's like rah, 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 rah. But all the good stuff comes out of that, or at least a lot of good stuff comes out. Not always, but not the well, people who are meaning no harm, who are trying to do themselves, and you know, that's how you progress society often is through that. And
I like that analogy. I think I can really resonate with that.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever performed at an event outdoor illicitly?
No. You know,
secretively, phone call line set up, all those things.
No, sadly not. No. But I once attended an event. There's a big, you know, sort of van life community before it was hip in Britain. They basically called those people travelers. They were not the traditional Roma people of kind of Romany descent. You know, the gypsy people as they call it. I know that word is seen as a bit of a slur these days, but I just mean it for clarity. There was also there's also different sections of traveling communities in Britain, and at one point there was a huge component of just disaffected youths who just found old vans and just went off. And I once went to a traveler gig that blew my mind. It was literally in just outside the town of Basingstoke where I was, and my friend said, "Oh, I hear those dirty hippies over there are called, you know, he's a London boy, Ray, tall like." Those dirty hippies are doing a bit of a do over there in that field, mate. And so I said, okay, well. And so off we went to the thing, and it was like, I don't know, probably 10,000 people and in a field. And like, but you see, the travelers were much less electronic music. They were much more like folk rock music.
Okay.
And so I attended that, and I'm blown away. Saw some fantastic bands. And then there was a band that came out of that culture called the Levelers, and they were just brilliant, brilliant band, fantastic, very socially focused, very, I mean, anarchist essentially, but good wholesome boys, you know. We get frightened of anarchists, but ideologically, and but you know, because you think, oh, they're going to go and just blow everything up, but there's a whole peaceful notion of right. of that they kind of espoused, and freedom, and just not you know being so hemmed in, and you know it's a life that keeps calling to me. I stayed in my van on Friday night in Grand Junction, and I stayed at camping out last night in a place. So I'm secretly just hoping to be like one of those guys.
I have a van. It's a four-wheel drive van.
Super cool.
And I love my van. And we go camping in it often. I don't live in it, but I do like to be in it.
Yeah.
It is a whole community of people. It's kind of like rafting. I always like, when you get communities of people, like rafting is, it's like this community that comes together. And then everyone's like, oh, what do you got? What are you doing? And, oh, let's now make meals together. And let's do stuff. Yeah. So I'd like to go winter camping.
Oh my gosh, I need to come do the van thing with you. I've been in my Jeep Cherokee all summer, y'all.
Yeah.
You might have seen me back at Thompson Creek dancing around being silly, whatever. That was me.
Well, yeah, it's I think there's something about the traveler life that appeals to people, because there's such a sense of freedom, isn't there? And you and also, you know, you feel you're on the open road, and then you're putting on the road music, and you're going along and all that sort of things, driving, and everything seems to be in a rhythm. And they call the levelers have called the roads the Black Tar Rivers. So they saw themselves as boatmen, and you know that was their thing. And
they would go along the
Black Tar Rivers.
The Black Tar Rivers. There's a Netflix show about this transient life as well, a van life. Did you see it?
It was fantastic.
It was really good. I haven't checked in.
Gosh, there's everybody's like, oh my god, you have to check out my friends. They're hashtag van life, and I'm like, what is hashtag? Yeah, I get hashtag job, but
I'm still trying to figure.
I'm not
this
on that level of like following all of the things that I participate in. It gets a little crazy to keep up with, but Black Tar Rivers.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Right. So I want that to segue in. We've got about 10 minutes left. So let's segue the van life and do your finale with these shows. Like, just like, let's do it.
Okay. All right. I shall do you a Dubliners song, which I'm going to do. I'm going to do a shouty old song for you. This is a song that I do in a kind of a punky way, but it's proof positive that Irish people invented rap music.
This is going to be good.
All right, let's hear this.
Okay,
let's see what's going on here.
A second, I've got to get my ducks in a row here, because it's... In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls a tune, nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kiss me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, brave and tasteless mother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut a step back down to banished coats and goblins in a brand new pair of brogues, rattling all the bugs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn it down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for all the dog. Mullingar that night, I rested limbs so weary, started by delight, my spirit bright, and airy took a drop of pure, keep me half from sinking, that's a Paddy's cure. When Airy's on for drinking, see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at my curious style would set your heart a bubbling, and asked if I was hired, wages I required, till as I'm a tired on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt there and turn it down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for old did I. In Dublin next arrive, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. Then I took a stroll all along the quality bundle, it was stall. In the neat locality, something crossed me mind. Then I looked behind, no bundle could I find. Upon me, sick of waddling, crying for the road, said me kind of vogue was not much in vogue. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for all the da. We'll be right back.
from there I got away. My spirits never failing, landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain at me roared, said the Nolan Paddy when I jumped aboard. Cabin found for Paddy down among the pigs, played some funny rigs, danced some hearty drinks. The water round me bubbling went off Hollyhead. Wished myself was dead, better off instead on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road all the way to Dublin. Whack for Aldida. The boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I couldn't no longer stand it. Blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Erin's Isle. They began abusing her arm, and salt says I, shillelagh, I let fly. Galway boys were by and thought I was a hobbling. Then with loud hooray, joined in the affray. Thickly teared the way for the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, whack for all did I.
Absolutely. That was a rap song. That was, you've done that pretty well.
Oh, that's my goodness.
Breath right there.
It needs, yeah.
There should be a way that there's a camera in here so you could see this performance, because you guys missed out on the facial expressions and the fun that this man was having. It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we got time for one more song. One last. Maybe message out there to those who, to draw them in to you, to like send a message from your inside, your music, whatever it is, send that message out there.
Yeah. I think songs sum up a lot of things. I think, essentially trying to encapsulate everything that I feel is going to be a tricky one. But searching desperately here, just I think I will do... I might do one on the banjo because I haven't done one on the banjo yet.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that.
That sounds fabulous because I love the banjo.
Oh, yeah, I was enjoying listening to you tune that actually earlier.
Has a strange sound.
I have an uncle who's an amazing bluegrass musician, and when he was sharing it with me, it wasn't really my taste, but
he's amazing. you gotta admire that.
My family, a lot of my exposure to music is through my family and my dad and different stuff, and my mom's side I'm not super close with, but when I got to meet my uncle for the first time, yeah, he had a really cool banjo, and so I was excited to hear you play this. Yeah, man.
So folks, this is the last song. Ryan Roberts in the studio, but he will be up and down the valley. So please, please reach out and get out there and listen to some live music. And the Nobodies is coming up October 9th. So he is a band member in that group and playing October 9th at the Black Nugget.
John Lee Pittamore, same as my daddy and his daddy before. Hardly ever saw granddaddy down here,
about twice a year. £500 a year and some copper line. Oh, a new wedding maiden shine. Well, the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard my mama crying, knew something wasn't right. Headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. I could smell the whiskey burning down a Copperhead Road. Daddy ran whiskey in a big block dog. Bought it at the auction at the Mason Lodge. Johnson County Sheriff painted up the sign. Shot a coat of primer and he walked inside. Him and my uncle called that engine down. Sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard my mama crying, knew something wasn't right. Headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. I could smell the whiskey burning down a Copperhead Road. Volunteered for the army on my birthday. Draft the white trash first round here anyway. Did 2 tours of duty in Vietnam. And I came home with a brand new plan. Take the seed from Colombia and Mexico. Planted down the collar down the Copperhead Road. Well, the DEA's got a chopper in the air. Wake up, scream, cause I'm back over there. Heard a thing or two from Charlie, don't you know? Better stay away from Copperhead Road.
Roberts, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into the show this evening. And this, I wanted to do this show for several reasons. We've got an upcoming DJ in the house. We've got live music in the house, and we're upcoming on the membership drive. And so what that speaks to Katie and Kay is that, as a local community member, you can too become a member or a DJ. We provide so many different shows and artists here in the studio, and just coming from myself, being a DJ here, it's music connects us all. So that's what I love about Katie and Kay, is we're all connected no matter what genre is your genre. It's all of our genres, and we're all connected. So I wanted to share this with you. So again, Ryan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks very much for having me. Thanks very much for having me, Janelle.
It was a lot of fun. And just meeting you're such a unique individual. So thanks for coming and sharing yourself with us.
Yeah, very, very engaging in conversation, y'all. If you guys see Ryan, take a little bit of time. Bless yourself. Bless him. Thank him.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, everyone.
And get out and listen to some music.
Yeah, go out and commune.
Get out and commune and mingle and get to know your community. So I'm going to break for a little disc golf promo right now.
Mm.